start this evening with arts news from Alan Carr. And first of all, Alan, that sad news that we heard on the 7 o'clock news bulletin there, Peaches Geldof has died at the age of 25.
Very sad indeed. The second daughter of musician Bob and, of course, Polly Yates has died at age 25, according to reports. Police in the UK say they were called to an address in Kent following a report of concern for the welfare of a woman this afternoon. That was at about 1:30, I believe. The woman, aged 25, was later pronounced dead by the local ambulance service. At this stage, the death has been treated as unexplained and sudden, Kent Police said in a statement. Now, Peaches Honeybloom Geldof was born in 1989, and she embarked on a media career at the age of 15 when she began writing a column for Elle magazine. She also worked as a model, and she was married to musician Thomas Cohn. They had two children together, Estella and Phaedra, who will only turn one on April the 24th. She's survived by her husband and sons, father Bob, sisters Fifi, Trixabel and Pixie, and younger half-sister Tiger Lily Hutchins Geldof.
And to much lighter news and happier news, the first highlights of the 2014 Kilkenny Arts Festival have been announced.
Yes, the 41st Kilkenny Arts Festival takes place from August 8th to the 17th this year. It will present a series of themed projects that range across classical, traditional and contemporary performance, many of which are collaborations, one-off events and world premieres. The first highlights were announced today, and they include the complete Beethoven string quartets from the Heat Quartet, performed in 10 one-hour concerts throughout the festival. Trad supergroup The Gloaming will perform at St. Canice's Cathedral, and following their sold-out performances in 2012 and 2013, Shakespeare's Globe Theatre Company will return with a brand new production on Much Ado About Nothing. Lots more to be announced over the coming months for the 2014 Kilkenny Arts Festival, and tickets went on sale this morning, Sean.
And finally, Alan, we heard of the death of Mickey Rooney first thing this morning. How has Hollywood been reacting to that particular piece of news?
Well, there has been a lot of tributes to the man who starred in over 200 movies and who died yesterday at the age of 93. William Shatner and Liza Minnelli were among those tweeting their tributes, as was former child star Margaret O'Brien, who was actually making a movie with Rooney at the time of his death. But my favourite is from Marlee Matlin, the actress who won an Oscar for her role in Children of a Lesser God. She wrote, "A lovely man, talented actor and friend, Mickey Rooney has passed at 93. He is with his dear friend Judy Garland putting on shows in heaven. And I'd like to thank our friends over in Irish Central for pointing this out. No, Mickey Rooney was not Irish. He was born Joseph Yule, son of a Glasgow native, and his mother was from Kansas City. He did, however, play numerous Irish roles and once changed his name to Mickey Maguire and then Mickey Looney before finally settling on Mickey Rooney."
Thank you very much to Alan Carr, and more on RTÉ 10, the Entertainment Network.